Welcome to the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
Good evening, everybody. I'm Bart Winkler. This is the Bart Winkler Show. Ooh, just outside the net. Edmonton trying to come back again in this game. And again in this series. 4-3, 3 minutes to go in the third. Panthers are up, looking to tie the series as we follow game two of the Stanley Cup Finals. Both NHL and NBA off tomorrow, and then game three of the Stanley Cup on Monday, game two of the NBA Finals on Sunday. I've seen some complaints that there's too much time in between these games. I don't think so. Let's, you know, hype it up. More time to hype it up. More time to give this thing juice. The NBA Finals need more juice. Not because of the teams in him, because the finals presentation leaves a lot to be desired. Did that look like an NBA Finals game to you, or did that look like just a regular old game on ESPN? That's what it looked like. That is what it looked like. Some ESPN news, by the way, that may have gone under the radar today, and you might not care about it right now, but it will come up later, and it is interesting from a big picture standpoint. ESPN has the rights to the college football playoffs, and out of nowhere, they just gave TNT more games. So last year, TNT had a couple of games. TNT, which lost the NBA, but now is trying to turn itself almost into a sports network. They've got sports on all the time. They're airing the Stanley Cup right now. They had the French Open? The hell did that come from? And then they added some college football. This season, they'll have games. And they have some playoff games. Well, ESPN extended its sub-licensing package, which means now TNT, starting in 2026, is going to have two first-round games, two quarterfinal games, and a semifinal game. That's surprising. Because why would you give away that inventory? I don't know how much TNT is paying, but that is interesting in an era now where ESPN is getting rid of Around the Horn and sub-licensing a bunch more shows and now bringing over Inside the NBA and now getting rid of this and now trying to go direct to consumer. You know, at some point, are we going to talk about ESPN the way we talk about MTV? At some point, is ESPN just going to be 20 hours a day of ridiculousness? I don't know. But that is weird. I'm sure TNT gave more money. And TNT, we're a sports channel now? Okay. I found that interesting. Thought I'd pass it along. At this time, 11 o'clock Eastern, 8 o'clock Pacific, that's when we do the Bartometer on Thursdays. Been doing that since January of last year. The Bartometer, my machine, that helps us create lists, go through different scenarios. By the way, that's moving to Tuesdays. The Bartometer, we should all be aware of this. The Bartometer is moving to Tuesdays. Yeah. When exactly? September 2nd. September 2nd, the Bartometer is moving to Tuesdays. So get it in your calendar, put it in there, keep a note of it, keep it back of mind. And on Tuesdays in the fall, we will switch. As soon as the Super Bowl ended, as soon as the NFL season was over, before free agency and before the NFL draft, the Bartometer gave me 8 teams to be eliminated for the 2025 playoffs. 8 teams to be eliminated for the 2025 playoffs. And with the free agency period being over, with the NFL draft being over, and now with Aaron Rodgers, quote-unquote, finally signing. Another gripe on that. Last night I griped because I'm me, but also because Aaron Rodgers was always going to sign with the Pittsburgh Steelers. This was always something that was going to happen. And that's what we were telling you. Now, I thought it would happen later, admittedly. I thought it would happen past. I'm surprised he's coming to this. There's the OTAs, and then there's a mini camp, and then there's the training camp. So he's showing up for mini camp. I thought he'd skip that and then show up later in the summer. But he is going to be with the Steelers for minicamp, which their minicamp is beginning on Tuesday, so we'll get some shots of him in the jersey and, you know, all that stuff. Probably hear from him. Cannot wait. That's on my calendar. So we'll hear from him coming up, but him signing with the Steelers was always going to happen. The people that control the narrative, you may want to take this bigger picture and media in general. You know, what you see from the different networks where you watch your news. But I'm just keeping it low bar right now and just talking about sports. Is the information that we receive does flow through their narrative streams. A lot of stuff that a lot of these insiders tell you, it's they're being told to tell you that from agents for favors, for money. We were like hit over the head with this Rodgers saga. There was no saga. He was a free agent. He was holding nobody hostage. Every team could do what they pleased and how they pleased. He seemingly told the Steelers before, I'm going to sign with you, just not yet. And they acted accordingly. They knew that would happen. He knew that would happen. Did the insiders know that would happen? How did that? Because all along the process, you got guys on TV saying, well, we don't know anything yet. Schefter whining that he didn't sign the morning of free agency. I'll never look at him the same. I really won't. I don't trust him to begin with. Ever since Twitter started paying for engagements, that guy, I don't know. And then when Woj retired and he's like, this job's so hard, I can barely take a shower. Well, you don't need to, like, separate yourself from your family just so that you can tell us 2 hours before the rest of the world finds out that Darren Waller retired. You know what I mean? You don't need to tell us that. You don't need to do that. And you don't need to think that you're a hero because of it. Quite annoying. I'm trying to find this Schefter clip. Oh, here's a clip from March 27. Adam Schefter says Rodgers might retire. What was all this for? Because the problem is now that he signed, everyone goes, well, it's no secret. Aaron Rodgers is a Steeler. We knew it was coming all along. Aaron Rodgers, officially a Steeler. It's just the whole way that this was reported. It's like, we didn't care that much, but they were still trying to play their greatest hits about it. Very stupid. So I'm very upset and very mad at all of the NFL insiders for the way they handled this situation. And I told you he would sign with the Steelers, so I want credit for that. But I did say August or July, so I was wrong. I can't find the Schefter cut. Maybe they scrubbed it. But he did whine. He told Mark Chmura on his radio show, former Packer, how hard is it to make a decision? What'd you decide to have for breakfast this morning? It's that easy. Okay. So all this talk about Rodgers. Well, it makes sense. Because I told you with the Bartometer said there's going to be 8 teams that miss the playoffs. And the Pittsburgh Steelers were one of them. Jets, Browns, Jacksonville, Titans, Raiders, Giants, Saints. But the other one, we'll get to them in a minute. But the other one was the Pittsburgh Steelers. Will they make the playoffs? Well, the Steelers do make the playoffs pretty consistently. If not, they at least don't have a losing record. They'll at least win 9 games. Their worst record in the last 10 years was 8-8. They've never been worse than 8-8 under Mike Tomlin. The last time that they had a losing record was 2003 when they went 6-10. They go 15-1 the next year. They've made the playoffs four of the last 5 years. And that's with, like, you know, Duck Hodges and Kenny Pickett and Mason Rudolph and Russell Wilson. So are they going to make the playoffs with Aaron Rodgers? And is that important to them? I'm going to stand by the Bartlemeter and say they still don't make the playoffs. Now, in the AFC, they could. They could. It's wide open. I don't know how good the Steelers roster is to begin with. I think it might be worse than it was a year ago. They added DK Metcalf. I don't know that Jaylen Warren is an every down back. Their offensive line could use some help. Their defense is getting older. TJ Watt wants more money. So I don't know that I'm in love with their team as it is. So that's the wonder, then, why did the Steelers sign Aaron Rodgers? We know why Aaron Rodgers signed with the Steelers. There was nowhere else to go. Could he have gone to Minnesota and completed the Brett Favre arc? Yeah, but I think, like, they did the right thing. Because what are you getting out of Aaron Rodgers? It's different than a couple of years ago with the Jets. With the Jets, they thought, we're a quarterback away. And they saw Tom Brady at 43 go to Tampa. They saw Peyton Manning win a Super Bowl with Denver. Even, you know, Matthew Stafford changing teams and then winning a Super Bowl there. They saw a pattern there. And they had Zach Wilson, who they were going to try to invert his growth process in the NFL. Sometimes you sit behind a starter for a year like Mahomes, and then you play. Zach Wilson started for a couple years, then they wanted him under Rodgers. Rodgers had said, I want to be the quarterback for a few years, and then Zach to take it the next 10. I don't even know off the top of my head where Zach Wilson is. Is he in Miami? Where is Zach Wilson? Yeah, he's with Miami. Oh, he's wearing the number 0. That's weird. Anyway, he's in Miami. And I'm not giving up on him. I don't think he was... I think there's some skill there, but also he got drafted too high. He played for BYU. They played nobody. He played that one game against Coastal Carolina. They got wrecked. He got wrecked. He never should have been a day one starter. That should have been a project. Or that should have been a guy that at least got a year to sit behind someone. So then he sits behind Rodgers. And then he doesn't, because then he has to play. And then the Jets are like, get him the hell out of here. But with the Jets, again, it made a little sense because they liked their offense. They liked their ground game. They liked their defense, which did help them win 7 games in Rodgers' absence and was good the year prior. Then Rodgers comes back. Nothing seems to work offensively. The defense somehow gets bad. And it didn't work. It didn't work. I don't think the Jets were wrong to think that it could work. I didn't think it would work. I thought Rodgers has declined. He can still throw some zip on the ball. You know, he's still going to have a drive that looks Aaron Rodgers-like. But I think Tom Brady had a lot more in the tank in Tampa than Rodgers did in New York. The way that last season in Green Bay unfolded, and a chance to make the playoffs against the Lions on Sunday night with nothing to play for and throwing stupid interceptions and just looking slower. I didn't like it. So I thought that about him 2 years ago, and now you've got a Rodgers who was hurt 2 years ago and then was dealing with injuries again last year. What is this Rodgers going to look like? So again, I understand why Rodgers wants to play with the Steelers. He wants to still play. They can play. A parasite needs a host. That's the example. I'm not calling Rodgers a parasite. I'm just comparing him to that situation. So I can totally understand why, and there's mutual respect with Mike Tomlin. Now that'll be interesting. Will he be able to do what he wants, quote unquote, as much as he was with Robert Saleh as the head coach and Nathaniel Hackett as his offensive coordinator? Is Mike Tomlin going to tell this guy, like, no? How's that going to go down? Arthur Smith is his new offensive coordinator. What's that relationship going to be like? Because one of the reasons I thought Rodgers would wait a while is he doesn't want to, like, you got to get in so you can understand the playbook. I don't think he wants to understand the playbook. I think he wants to just play Aaron Rodgers football. Look, I've been in this league 15, 18 years. I know what to do. I'll just throw it to the open man. That's what I want to do. I don't want to learn these plays and terminology. I don't want to do that. So that's why I thought he would come later, but he's coming in minicamp. Okay, three extra practices. Good. But why do the Steelers want this? Why do the Steelers want Aaron Rodgers? What is the ceiling and what is the floor? The floor is what we've seen in New York. Either he gets hurt or it doesn't go well. We've seen that. That's the floor, okay? The ceiling, I don't know that it's that high. And I certainly don't think it's any higher than what the Steelers have been doing with an aging Big Ben, with a Duck Hodges, with a Kenny Pickett, with a Mason Rudolph, with an aging Russell Wilson. I still think the ceiling, because their Super Bowl odds were 40-1, they're still 40-1. The ceiling is getting to the playoffs and losing. Now, that might look good for Rodgers. That might be a good way to go out. You get another appearance in the playoffs. That's good. Because the 2 years with the Jets, that's a kind of tough way to end your career. And if you can take a Pittsburgh Steelers team to the playoffs, good for you. But also, they always go to the playoffs. And they always have a winning record. So now, if you come in and you're worse than that, well, that kind of stinks. But where else is he going to go? He's not ready to retire. He wants to play. For the Steelers, this is not going to give them a Super Bowl. Do they think it's going to actually make them worse and they'll get a better pick? No, they can't, because Mason Rudolph's terrible. They'd win five games with him. So it's just interesting that the Steelers want to get in this business when maybe the best course of action for them is to get a quarterback next year, not be so good, try to rebuild. But Pittsburgh's not an organization that wants to do that. And so Aaron Rodgers is going to lead them to, at best, a 9-8 record. At best, they make the playoffs, but I still agree with the Bartometer. I'm saying the Steelers do not make the postseason in 2025. As I was talking, I was just staring ahead at my computer, figuring the Stanley Cup game was over. What the hell happened? I look and everybody in Edmonton's cheering. What did I miss? Did you see the goal?
The goal to get him into overtime?
Yeah, when I turned away, so I'm staring at my computer and I got the TV over here and I've been looking straight ahead at my computer, and when I turned away, there was about a minute and a half left. It was 4-3.
Yep, it was a goal with under 20 seconds. You missed on the screener when I pretty much yelled in all caps, tie game. I'm sure you didn't see that.
Let me look at the screener here. It says tie game.
And how many exclamation points?
Let's see. That would be 1, 2, and 3.
Yeah. Corey Perry, he hit it with basically like 20 seconds left, and I went nuts. But I had my mic off this time because I learned from the other time.
Well, no, I liked it. I liked it. It was a good moment yesterday.
Oh my right. God!
Yeah, that's the appropriate reaction to seeing Halliburton do it a fourth time. All right, well, we're going to hockey overtime. That doesn't make sense. You know,
free hockey,
free hockey, free hockey. 4-4 at the end of 3. 888-710-4ISN. 888-710-4476. More on the Bart Winkler Show.
Let's do that hockey.
It's the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
It is the Bart Winkler Show. That is the phone number, 888-710-4476. I was just perusing the internet. I saw a tweet here. I just thought I'd pass it along since everybody likes to discuss and talk about it. It says, let's see here. Common belief amongst league insiders is that Giannis Antetokounmpo will remain with the Milwaukee Bucks, per Jake Fisher. Wow. You don't say. We'll see. Feels that way. I only tell you every week, but who am I? Why would you listen to me in Milwaukee? What the hell do I know? What the hell do I know? Isn't there a tsunami offer coming from the Knicks? There's a tsunami. There's nothing the Knicks have that the Bucks would take.
What about Brunson? What about not Brunson? We got to keep. What about Anunoby and Josh Hart and a pick? Yeah, hold. Who didn't think of that one? Oh, yeah. Sign me up. We don't even need Hart. You're going to ask Anunoby? Ooh, and a pick. Jeez.
People watched Luka get traded for nothing, and then the offers for Giannis are less?
Let's trade him straight up for Evan Mobley. That works.
888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Overtime underway in the Stanley Cup, 4-4. Edmonton scoring with 18 seconds left in the third period in front of their home crowd. Could be a fun night again in Edmonton. Let's get to John in Milwaukee. What's up, John?
Hey, Bart. How you doing this evening?
Good. How you been?
Doing great. Hey, you know what? We're both Packer fans, of course, and Aaron Rodgers, I am glad he finally signed with Pittsburgh. It was about time that he signed, and I'm actually glad that he signed with Pittsburgh, even though I'm being a big Packer fan, but I wanted to see him continue playing because he's got some interesting targets like DK Metcalf and Pat Freiermuth, but Pittsburgh is a small
that Rodgers
team.
The Freiermuth connection, I've been waiting years for that.
Exactly right. That's exactly right. So great combination there. I mean, there was a time when I was hoping the Packers would get DK Metcalf and Aaron Rodgers would have him as one of our targets. So it's going to be interesting to see what he does in playing for the Steelers. I know he gets along well with Mike Tomlin, so it was just a matter of time before he signed. And the fact of the matter was the Steelers were playing in Dublin, Ireland, I believe. So yeah. I know Rodgers likes playing overseas, so this is going to be good for the NFL. So it's good that he finally signed. I was talking to one of my coworkers who was a big Steelers fan, and I always talking to him every day about when is Rodgers going to sign with the Steelers. So it's all good, though.
Is he excited, or does he?
Yeah, he's actually excited. At first, he was like, "What are they doing?" But then now he's really excited. He said he's going to buy a Rodgers Steelers jersey. So he thinks they got nothing to lose signing Rodgers. But yeah, he's really excited. So it's a good location for him.
Well, John, good to talk to you again. Thanks for the call. They got nothing to lose other than staying in this level of purgatory that they're in. I'm telling you, outside of Pittsburgh, we look at the Steelers and say, hey, they haven't had a losing record since 2003. And Pittsburgh is like mad at Mike Tomlin because he hasn't gotten a playoff win in 10 years. I'm just not sure what they're going to get out of Rodgers. Now, he will be motivated. One thing that this does is it does give us, because we saw Brady against the Patriots, we saw Favre against the Packers. We haven't seen Rodgers against the Packers, but we're going to see that, barring health, on October 26th, and that is in prime time. They'll be well-rested because the week before that, they're on Thursday Night Football at Cincinnati. They've got their first game against the Jets, which, you wish that one was in prime time. I'm kind of more interested in that one, with that being a more fresh wound. But the Steelers week one are back in New York. And, oh, by the way, Justin Fields, the quarterback for the New York Jets, former Steeler. Other nationally televised games include right now a game against the Chargers on NBC November 9th, a late window game against Buffalo that will be a national game of the week contender, Miami on a Monday night in December. And right now, they're scheduled to play Baltimore in Week 18. Their first game is an early start when they play in Week 7, and then right now it's to be determined. So unless that's the Sunday night game, this could be the first season, I don't know exactly, but it feels like ever, that a Pittsburgh and Baltimore game would not be in prime time. Oh, their other national window, week four, they're in Ireland, as John alluded to, when they take on the Minnesota Vikings. Rodgers also played the Vikings overseas last year, I believe, when he's with the Jets. Sean is in Maine. Hello, Sean.
What's going on there, dude?
What up, dude?
Got off the phone with you last night, like I said, flew to Vegas. I was sitting at the Circa Resort, and
You can't be doing that good if you're calling me.
I have to go see this young lady that I know.
Okay.
And so, the game is great, dude. The game is absolutely insane. The tying goal with 18 seconds left, the whole place just lit up like crazy.
Oh, I bet.
And it was nuts. It was just nuts. And, yeah, man, it's nice here. Ready to play some poker, win some money, and then come back home.
All right, well, let me know how you do.
You can see me on my page. I'm always on the page, my own Facebook page, and I always blog what I do.
Should I ask you what your page is?
Yeah, I don't care. It's Facebook.
I don't care.
It's just, yeah, I got a lot of people that watch, so it doesn't matter. It's a Facebook page that I blog, and it's Sean Ruskell.
Okay, I'm going to check out your page.
All right, man. I hope you have a great evening. Carlos, I hope you have a great evening. You all stay well, and God bless you both.
All right, thank you. Sean in Maine. Oh, you want my Facebook page? I thought you'd never ask.
Yeah, like, you know, plug yourself. If you're going to plug yourself, you know, sell me on it.
What did he say it was?
I forgot his last name. Oh, I'll go check the tape.
Russell?
That sounds about right. Not even going to check the tape. That's what it is.
Seeing anything.
Remember, there's like seven ways to spell Sean, so just try all of them.
Oh, you're right. Because there's some of these guys that are like Vegas. I don't know. My Facebook reels right now, it's, you know, you look at one conspiracy video and then you look at them all. I mean, I am getting
the amount of
things that I'm getting that is telling me the earth is flat and there's an ice wall around us. And that's what Antarctica is. And that's why nobody's there.
Our reels are so different. I mean, you look at Sydney Sweeney once, forget it. It's like the floodgates open up.
Oh, I hear that. But I'm in on reels and conspiracies. And then the other thing that I get is all these guys that are like, yo, what's up? It's your boy Rick. I got $9,000 in chips here. We're going to put it on three hands here. All right, hit me. Oh, tough way to lose a $9,000. Like and subscribe.
What is he from, Staten Island?
He kind of changed a little bit during the video, as you heard. He kind of had a few different dialects there. I'm not really sure what I was going for. 888-710-4ISN. They always lose, though. I don't know where they're getting them. They can't. The $9 that they get off Facebook on a video, they can't be bankrolling them. I don't know what the hell else these people do. 888-710-4476. Let's get an update. Once again, it's Marco Belletti. It is the Bart Winkler Show, 888-710-4476. Just in case you didn't get it the last time. Stanley Cup Finals, 4-4. You know what I didn't realize? Jackie Redmond does the sideline reporting for TNT.
Yeah, and she does a lot of WWE stuff.
I was reading about her last month where she's basically either working or on a plane or bus or car.
Yeah, she's actually one of the hardest working women in the industry. I worked with her for a little bit as we crossed paths at MLB Network.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah, she's nice.
So she's going across the country with Monday Night Raw. Although she won't be there because it's the next game's on Monday. But then she's also, so you're like in the middle of the country, but then you're also in Edmonton and then Miami. So this is pretty extensive travel for her for doing both of those things.
Yeah, brutal.
At once. It is time for our NASCAR race preview, brought to you by WeatherGuard Truck and Van Equipment, where they're just as driven as the hardworking pros that they serve. So coming up this weekend, we're headed to Michigan International Speedway for the Firekeepers Casino 400. This is a 2-mile oval. You'll have Joey Logano there, of course, defending champion. You'll have William Byron, points leader, as everybody is battling for a crucial playoff spot. New tires being used for many of the drivers for more strategic racing. And you can check this out, the Firekeepers Casino 400, on Amazon Prime Video at 2 o'clock Eastern on Sunday. So a select middle package here of races have been broadcast on Amazon Prime as they're getting themselves more into the sporting worlds as well. And that is where you will be able to find the race on Sunday afternoon. That, again, our look at the race this weekend, brought to you by WeatherGuard Truck and Van Equipment, where, again, they're just as driven as the hardworking pros that they serve.
Vroom.
Thank you for the insight. I was just going to ask.
Cars go left.
And that was, doubling down. Wow. Really good stuff from you. So I had mentioned about Rodgers and the Pittsburgh Steelers and what is the ceiling for them? What is the absolute ceiling that they can achieve? How is it going to be any higher than what they've been achieving, which is 9-8 records, or 9-7-1, or 10-7, or some kind of combination where it's still a winning record? And for the last 5 years, they made the playoffs. But are you going to get more than that out of Rodgers? Are you even going to get that? We had a Bartometer just after the season ended, before free agency, before the draft, before even like retirements or any of that. And it looked at teams that were going to automatically disqualify from the playoffs. These are teams that are not going to make the playoffs. We're taking them out. The Steelers were in that mix. So the Bartometer said no Steelers in the playoffs. That would probably be, of all the teams that are in here, the team that is most likely to actually make the playoffs, just because they've done it. And no matter who their quarterback is, Hodges, Roethlisberger, Wilson, Fields, Rodgers, Tomlin, they find a way. They find a way. I thought at one point last year was an experiment of like, okay, let's see if I can do it with these two retreads. And now it's like, okay, I did it. Now let's see if I can do it with this old fart. Okay, maybe I'll do it. But the other teams that I have on this list, maybe one or two can sneak in, but a lot of these are probably, it's a fait accompli that they're not going to make the postseason. The New Orleans Saints are on here, and this was before Derek Carr decided that he was going to retire. He's retiring because he didn't think it would be right to take money from the Saints. He didn't think it would be right to take money from the Saints. That part was tough because I didn't want to have surgery and just sit there, and it sounds crazy. I didn't want to sit there and take the Saints' money, he said on Wednesday. I wouldn't have been able to play if I had the surgery, and then I tried to play with it. I wasn't near 100%, so that didn't help either. I just felt like it was the right thing to do for myself and the team. He signed a 4-year, $150 million deal with the Saints in 2023, gave up $30 million because of his retirement. He does keep a $10 million roster bonus that they gave him. He keeps that, but then he's saying no to the $30 million. There was some speculation that maybe this was a way out of the Saints, and then he wants to play again elsewhere at some point. If he finds that he is recovered, maybe he does try to give it another go, and if he finds he misses the game, maybe he tries to give it another go, but I'm not sure. He's 34 years old. That arm is pretty beat up. He's been in the league since 2014. It does seem like the dream is over. I'm more to the side of we'll never see him again than he's just trying to dip for now, only to return later. Really, like, in terms of what you see in sports, for a guy to do that, pretty stunning. $30 million, you're just not going to have. You got these coaches in the NBA that get fired. Tibbs collect $30 million for doing nothing. Derek Carr can collect $30 million just to rehab, but he didn't feel like that was right. Again, maybe that is the right thing to do. I mean, that money's going to get spent somewhere, and he hasn't been a Saint that long that he like owes them anything. But wow, that's a lot of money to just not get. Unless there was that speculation too, like how did this get hurt? Should they not be paying you, that sort of thing? Because this was a non-football thing, so maybe there's some of that. But short story long, Saints are not making the playoffs. Still feel good about that one. The other teams that we had said would not make the playoffs, we look at the New York teams, the Giants and the Jets. I still feel pretty confident about that one. The Jets, maybe they have a culture change with Aaron Glenn. Maybe Justin Fields is the quarterback we saw at Ohio State. Maybe. The Giants, I mean, Russell Wilson got a team to the playoffs last year, so who's to say him and Malik Nabers aren't the new Rice to Montana besides everybody? So I still feel good about those two teams not making it. The Raiders, now they've acquired Geno Smith since then and have hired Pete Carroll. And the AFC, I feel like there's more slots that could be open. Because if the Steelers aren't going to make it, and if Carlos says the Chiefs aren't going to make it.
That's right.
Then you might have a team like the Raiders sneak in there. But they're still on the list for now. The Browns are on this list. And then the other two were the Tennessee Titans, who will not make the playoffs this year. It's just about getting Cam Ward reps. And then the other one is Jacksonville. Which Jacksonville, in that AFC South, the AFC South is... you know, not good. It should be Houston's once again to win. But Houston's kind of got to be getting tired of it too, where, yeah, we're going to win the division. We're going to get a home game. We're going to be the first wild card game. And then we have to go play on the road and lose. They have always played in the wild card game at home, and they've always played in the divisional round on the road. Sometimes they win at home, sometimes they lose, but they've never gotten past that divisional round. The other team that you might want to keep an eye on in the South is the Colts, and the news there this week was that Anthony Richardson got hurt with a shoulder injury, and the timetable is unknown. I don't know why the Colts drafted him. They drafted him number 4 overall. He was young when they took him. He was pretty inexperienced when they took him. He's 23 now. He was taken in the 2023 draft. He was the 4th overall pick. Now, who else could they have had at quarterback? There wasn't another quarterback taken for a long while. That was Bryce Young, CJ Stroud, Texans trade back up for Will Anderson, and then Anthony Richardson goes 4. Devon Witherspoon, a corner, goes 5. Bijan Robinson goes 8. Jalen Carter went 9. Jahmyr Gibbs went 12. Smith and Jigbo went 20. I'm just looking at Pro Bowl guys here. Zay Flowers went 22. The next quarterback taken was Will Levis at 33, but Sam Laporta was in this draft. Brian Branch was in this draft. So there's been a lot of guys that, you know, may have been better draft picks, but it's never seemed like the Colts have been committed to Anthony Richardson. Is he going to be a guy that they're going to extend when it's time? They brought in Daniel Jones to compete. And Daniel Jones, we've said, he's the bar. If you can't beat this guy, you shouldn't be starting. But it just seems like everything that the Colts say and do, they don't love that they drafted this guy. Remember, he took himself out of a play last year, and that was like the biggest scandal of all time in Indianapolis for some reason. They don't love. They're not committed to this guy. By their actions, they're not committed to this guy. And yeah, he was hurt for a little bit the first year, but when they're starting him, and that's the one thing I do not like. Start a quarterback and then take him out and then start him again. Panthers kind of did that with Bryce Young last year, and then Andy Dalton got in there. If you're going to make the commitment, if you want a guy to sit, sit him. If you want a guy to start, start him. Don't go back and forth. And even if you sit them and then you start them, you've made the decision. I don't think it should go the other way. If you've got a rookie quarterback that you've invested in, there's sunk cost fallacy. Like, don't just ride this guy forever because you picked him number 4. But at least give him the chance to see, and at least give your organization the chance to see if this is a guy you're going to build around. I don't know that they've got a complete answer on him because I'm not sure they're really even asking the question. So Anthony Richardson out for an extended period of time, and we'll see when he's able to come back. Should be before the season. I don't see anything to think otherwise, but going to miss a lot of time in camp, potentially, and that's no good. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Another name on the list for the New York Knicks, but he's already got a job. What are they up to next?
Thank you for listening to the Bart Winkler Show. Listen live Monday through Friday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific.